Welcome to XY Files. I'm Dr. Alexander Grant, a urologist and researcher specializing in men's reproductive health and hormone balance. Today we're diving into honey packs for men, what they are, how long they last, and the hidden risks. Let me start with a guy moment you've probably seen. You're at a gas station or a corner store, and right by the register, there's a little packet that looks like honey. It's basically winking at you like, hey man, big night. And it's labeled Royal Honey, Natural Performance, Herbal, all that. Sounds harmless, right? Here's the twist. A bunch of these so-called natural honey packs have been tested and found to contain the same kinds of prescription erection drugs that are in Viagra or Cialis. Except you don't know the dose, you don't know what it's mixed with, and nobody checked if it's safe for you. So the real question is, are you eating honey? Or are you basically taking a mystery ED pill? Look, when guys ask me about honey packs, they usually want three answers. One, what is it, really? Two, how long does it last? And three, is it risky or is the internet just being dramatic? So let's break it down like we're talking in the locker room, not a lecture hall. First, what are honey packs for men? They're single-serve sachets, little packets, marketed as sexual enhancers. The label usually lists honey, plus some combo of herbs, vitamins, maybe root extracts, maybe something exotic. The vibe is, this is food. This is natural. This is safer than meds. But here's what most guys don't realize. Dietary supplements are not regulated like prescription drugs. A prescription for sildenafil or tadalafil comes with a known dose, safety rules, and a doctor checking your heart history and your meds. A honey pack? It can be anything. And that's not me being paranoid. FDA testing has repeatedly found undeclared PDE5 inhibitors in a lot of these products. PDE5 inhibitors is the class of drugs that includes sildenafil, Viagra, and tadalafil, Cialis. Undeclared means it's not on the label. So you think you're taking honey and herbs, but you may be taking a pharmaceutical. Think about it this way. It's like someone handing you a drink and saying, don't worry, it's just juice. Meanwhile, there's vodka in it. Maybe a little, maybe a lot. You wouldn't call that safe. You'd call that a problem, because dosage matters. Now, how do these hidden drugs actually work? Erections are blood flow. That's the core. When you're turned on, your body sends signals that relax blood vessels in the penis. Blood flows in, and the tissue traps it there. PDE5 is an enzyme that basically shuts that signal down. Viagra and Cialis block PDE5, which keeps that blood flow signal going longer and stronger. So if a honey pack contains one of these drugs, it can flip the same blood vessel relaxation switch that prescription ED meds do. And yes, that can mean it works. That's why these things have such a reputation. Guys take it and they're like, whoa, this isn't placebo. But now we get to the part nobody wants to talk about. The risk is the same as Viagra or Cialis, except you don't know what dose you got, and you didn't get screened for the stuff that makes those meds dangerous for certain people.
Let's talk about how long honey packs last, because that's what everyone Googles at 1 a.m. The honest answer is it depends what's actually in the packet. If the packet is contaminated with sildenafil-type drug, the typical timing is you'll feel it in about 30 to 60 minutes. The peak effect is usually within a couple hours, and the main window is around 4 hours, with the drug's half-life around 4 hours. If it's contaminated with tadalafil-type drug, that's a different animal. It might kick in 30 to 120 minutes after you take it, and it can last up to 36 hours, half-life around 17 and a half hours. So yeah, one packet can potentially affect your system the entire next day. That matters if you've got workouts, a date, sleep, or most importantly, medications you take the next morning. Now let's get real about the hidden risks, because this is where guys get hurt. Risk number one, blood pressure crashes. PDE5 meds relax blood vessels. That can drop blood pressure even in healthy men. Usually it's mild, but when you mix it with certain meds or you have underlying heart disease, that's when things can go sideways fast. The biggest red flag is nitrates. If you take nitroglycerin for chest pain or any nitrate medication, mixing that with a PDE5 inhibitor can cause a dangerous blood pressure drop, like dizzy, fainting, collapse, dangerous. And it's not only prescription nitrates. Recreational poppers often contain nitrates too. Guys don't always connect those dots. Combine that with a mystery pack and you're gambling. Risk number two, the dose is unknown. A prescription tablet is a known amount. With these packets, you have no idea if it's a low dose, a normal dose, or basically multiple doses crammed into one. And that's when side effects spike. Pounding headache, flushing, stuffy nose, heartburn, dizziness. Some guys get back or muscle aches more with Tadalafil-type products. Risk number three, you miss the bigger health message. Here's a truth that's not sexy, but it's important. Erectile dysfunction is often a circulation issue. It can be an early warning sign, like a check engine light, for blood vessel health. Blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, sleep apnea, these things show up in erections earlier than they show up in a dramatic heart event. So when a guy uses a honey pack to solve ED, he might be covering up a signal his body's trying to send. Now, I also want to address the hormone angle, because a lot of men reach for these packs thinking, maybe my testosterone is low. And look, that's possible, but a honey pack doesn't treat low testosterone. It doesn't diagnose anything. It can temporarily improve the plumbing, but it doesn't fix the wiring. Think about it this way. If your phone battery is dying, a honey pack is like temporarily dimming the screen so it lasts a little longer. It doesn't replace the battery. If you've got low libido, low motivation, crappy recovery, mood changes, brain fog, increased belly fat, that's a different conversation. That's where proper labs matter. In general, men with symptoms and total testosterone below roughly 350 nanograms per deciliter or free testosterone below about 100 pg per milliliter are the ones most likely to benefit from a formal evaluation for hypogonadism, aka clinically low testosterone. Not a mystery packet. So what should you do if you've already taken a honey pack? First, don't stack it with other ED meds. Don't mix it with nitrates. Don't assume it's out of your system just because the night is over, especially if it's Tadalafil-like, because that can hang around. Second, know the emergency signs. If you get chest pain, fainting, or severe dizziness, sudden vision changes, sudden hearing changes, or an erection lasting more than 4 hours, that's not tough it out territory, that's ER territory. And third, if you had a bad reaction, bring the packet, or at least a photo of it, to a clinician. We can do an interaction review and talk through safer, evidence-based options. Now let me hit a few common questions and mistakes I hear all the time. A lot of guys think, if it's sold as a supplement, it must be safe. But here's the truth. Supplements can be adulterated, meaning spiked with real drugs. Natural on the label doesn't mean predictable in your bloodstream. I get asked this all the time. Can I take a honey pack if I'm on blood pressure meds? Maybe, maybe not. But that's the problem. You don't know what's in the pack. And some blood pressure meds can amplify dizziness or fainting when combined with a PDE5 inhibitor. If you're on nitrates, it's a hard no. If you're on other heart meds, you need an actual medical review, not a guess. Another big one. If it worked, does that mean my testosterone is fine? Not necessarily. PDE5 drugs can improve erection quality even if testosterone is low. Libido, mood, and energy are often where low T shows up the loudest. So don't let one good night trick you into ignoring weeks or months of symptoms. Bottom line, if a honey pack for men gives you the same effect as Viagra, you should assume it carries the same risks as Viagra without the safety checks, dose control, or medical supervision. If you want better performance and better health, the move is boring but powerful. Get real labs, figure out what's driving the issue, and treat it safely. If you've been feeling low energy or brain fog, poor sleep, low mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, or unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to VIDMA for free or order labs through our special offer at VIDMA.com.